ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We saw in the beginning of the sugya, back on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah brings the din of a shchiv mirash kosov nechosov la'achirim, and the Mishnah differentiates between the case of shir karka kol shehu and a case of loy shir karka kol shehu. If he was loy shir, he gave away all of his nechosim, he did not leave over anything. The Mishnah says, Eiman nosei kayemes, that if he gets better, he could be chozer from this matano. And the Gemara explains, this is based on an umdino. Since he gave away everything, it's not mistaber that a person would give away all of his nechosim and leave nothing for himself to live on. Obviously, the only reason he gave it away is because he's expecting to die. Therefore, if he gets better, he gets back his nechosim. And we mentioned in the previous shiur that the umdino is necessary only in the seif of the Mishnah, where it was loy shir karka kol shehu. There we need the umdino to tell us that if he gets better, the matana is nisbatal, but in the previous case, the case of the Mishnah of shir karka kol shehu, there you do not need an umdino in the other direction to tell us that since he left over karka, it must be the pshat is, he wants to give away the matana even if he does get better. As the Yadir Ma says, there's no umdino. Maybe there's a different reason why he left over a little bit of karka to be mekayim the din yerusha deraisa. So there is no umdino from the fact that he left over some of the nechosim, that he means to give the matana under all circumstances, but he says you don't need an umdina. Only in the seifa, once he already gave away his nechosim, now he wants to get them back, he wants to undo the matana, then it has to be clear to us that the only reason he gave it away is because he was sure he's going to die. For that you need a clear umdina. But in the case of the reisha, where he was shayar karka kol shehu, now she excluded some karka and kept it for himself, all it has to accomplish is that now there no longer is an umdina that he's only giving it away machmas misa. Therefore, the matana is niskayim. Now, this Yad Rima fits well with another point which we mentioned in the previous year, and that is that the case of the Mishnah has to be talking about where proper Maisa Kinyan was done. This is based on the Maskanas HaGemara later on in Daf Kufnun Aleph Amud Beis, which says that Matna Shchiv Merabe Mikzas Boi Kinyan, the case of the Mishnah where he was Shayar Karka Kol Shehu. And the Mishnah tells us Mat Nosei Kayemes, which means even if he gets better, still the matana is niskayim. We don't have an umdino to tell us that he only gave it machmas misa, therefore we could assume that he's giving it b'chol oifin under all circumstances. The Maskanas of Gemara over there tells us that since it's not included in the category of matnas shchiv meira, it also does not have the chiddush of dvarav kechsuvin uchum esunim dami. Only in the case where he is loy shayar karka kol shehu, where the din is that if he gets better, he gets the matana back because we assume that he means to give it only machmas misa. Over there there's a special chiddush that the matana works even without a kinyan. But in a case where it's not considered a matnas shchiv meira, like a matnas shchiv meira b'miktas, which is similar to a matnas bari, the same way the din is that even if he gets better, he does not get back the nechosim, the din also is that a maisa kinyan has to be done. Akupayim, the Mishnah is talking about whether maisa kinyan was done. That's why in the case of shir karka kol shehu, where it was a matana b'miktas, the matana is niskayim. Akupayim, since in the reisha it's talking about where a maisa kinyan was done, therefore we can understand that the Yad Rima says, once a proper Maisa Kinyan is done, you don't need an umdino telling us that it's Shalim Achmas Misa in order for the Matana to be Niskayim. As long as there's no umdino the other way around, that it is Machmas Misa, then ready the Matana will be Niskayim. Only in the Seifa, where we're trying to be Iker the Matana, there you need a clear umdino telling us that the Matana was Machmas Misa in order for him to get back his Nechasim if he gets better. As an important Machaikis Rishanim, which we'll discuss, which is negeh both to the sugya on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, as well as the Hemshech HaSugya over here on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. Rav Sheshes over there explained who is the Tana that holds Azlin and Basar Umdino. Rav Shimon Shezuri he, and the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Gittin Samachay Amud Beis. The Mishnah there says, Bar Yishayin Hayo Oimrim, Hayoitze Bekoiler of Omer Kisfu Gela Ishti, Hare Elo Yichdvu Vietnu. Even though he didn't say that you should give the get, he just said you should write the get. The Tanakam over there says the din is that you write it and you give it. And he continues and he says, Chazur Leimer Afim Mefarash Vayyitze Beshayara. The same is also true if someone sets out to sea, or with a caravan out of the desert. There also, even if you just said, Kisvu Gel Ishti, the din is that you write the get and you give it. And Rav Shimon Shezuri adds, Afim Mesukon. Achol Mesukon also has this din, that even if you just says Kisvu, we write the get and we give it. So in all these four cases, Hayyitze Bekoiler, Mefarash, Hayyitze Beshayara, and Chol Mesukon, the din is that we rely on an umdino. That when he tells us to write the get, what he really means is to write the get and give it, and therefore we could become a shliach and do the shlichus to write it and give the get. Now the Gemara over there in Gittin on Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph quotes B'Shem Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Gitoi kimat nosoi. The get of a Shriv Mera has the same din as a matnas Shriv Mera. Ma mat nosoi im omar chayzer, af gitoi im omar chayzer. The same way in Ergumar, the din is that if a Shriv Mera gives a matana, if it's clear that he's giving it machmas miso, if eventually he gets better, then he gets back his matana. The same is also true by a get. If a Shriv Mera says to give a get to my wife and he ends up getting better, the same way as far as the matnas Shriv Mera is concerned, he gets back his matana. The same is true as far as the get of the Shriv Mera, the get is nisbato. And if Huna continues further and he says, Uma gitoy, afagav loy parish, kivend omer kisvu, afagav loy omer tnu, af matnosoy, kivend omer tnu, afagav loy konumine. The same way the Mishnah over there says, as far as the get, even if you just said kisvu, we write the get and we give it, the same is also true as far as the matana of a Shriv Mera, even if you just said tnu and he did not do a kinyan, still the matana works. Now the Rif over there in Gittin says a very important chiddush. He says what the Gemara over there in Gittin means to say, and this is how he paskens la locha, that in all four cases of the Mishnah over there, the case of Yotze B'Koylar, the case of Mefarish, the case of Yotze B'Shayora, and Echol Mesukon, all of them, the Rif says, have the same din of a Shriv Mera, who's Metzava Machmas Miso, that the din is that with his Amir alone, the Kenyan Nischal, you don't have to do a Maisa Kenyan. The Ran over there explains, where did the Rif see this, that the din of Rav Huna is going back on all four cases? The Ran explains that the Rif was bothered, what is the Chiddush of Rav Huna? If he's not going back on all the cases of the Mishnah, he's just talking about a Shriv Mera, we know already from Mishnayis this din, that Divrei Shriv Mera Kiksuvinu Kemesurin Domi. What is Rav Huna coming to tell us? Af Matnosa Kivin Domer Tznu Af Gavd Loikonu Minei. Clearly the Pshat is, the Rif saw, that he's going back on all four of these cases, and all of them, the Gemara is saying, they all have this din, that the Matana is Chal with an Amira, even without a Maisa Kenyan. The Rambam as well, in Parakhes, Sochus Eschiyo Matana Halacha Chav Dalid, the Rambam paskins a Mefarish Liyam, Vahayotze B'Shayara, Vahayotze B'Koylar, Vahamasukon, Vahushakafat Elavcholi, Vahichbar Elavcholyo, he explains what exactly is included in Chol Masukon. In all these four cases, the Rambam says, Kol Achad Me'arbo'oson Ki Mitzava Machmas Misahu, Harei Dvarav Kechsuvinu Chumasurim, U'mekaymen Oysoy Immeis. The Rambam then finishes and he says, V'im Nitzal V'omad, if he gets better, Afilu Konu Miyodi B'miktas Chayzer, Kedin Kol Mitzava Machmas Misa. The Rif and the Rambam both say that in all four of these cases, this is similar to the case of Mitzava Machmas Misa. We discussed in the previous shir that Mitzava Machmas Misa is different than the case of our Mishnah. Mitzava Machmas Misa is a case where he tells us the reason why he's giving the Matana, because he thinks he's going to die. The other din is that it makes no difference if it's Matana B'Kulu or Matana B'Miktas. Either way, the din is that it has the status of a Matna Shriv Mera, that it's Chal without a Kinyan, and if he gets better, he gets the Matana back. And the Rif and the Rambam are saying that in all four of these cases, we know definitely that the only reason he's giving the Matana is because he thinks he's going to die, and therefore would have the status of Mitzav Machmas Misa. There's no difference if he's giving away all of his Nechasim or only part of his Nechasim. Either way, the din is that it's Chal without a Kinyan, and if he ends up getting better or coming back from Medina Sayyam, he gets his Nechasim back. Now the Rishonim over here in Er Sugya, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh, they all quote this sheet of the Rif, and they all argue on the Rif. And they differentiate between the two cases of Yotze B'Koylar and Chol Mesukon, and the two cases of Mefarish V'Yotze B'Shayara. In the case of Chol Mesukon and Yotze B'Koylar, they're Echanami, they're masking to the Rif that this person is clearly giving away his Nechasim only because he thinks he's about to die. Therefore, it's like the case of Mitzav Machmas Misa, both as far as that no kinyan is necessary and as far as getting back the Nechasim if he does not end up dying. However, as far as the other two cases, Mefarish V'Yotze B'Shayara, they argue on the Rif, and they say that which Agamor is Mevur, that by the case of Mefarish V'Yotze B'Shayara, there's an Umdina. For that reason, if he says Kisu Get Le'ishti, even though he didn't say that we should give the get, still the din is that we write it and we give it. They explain the Pshat is because over there, he's afraid that he might end up staying for a long term in Medina Sayyam. He doesn't want that his wife should end up being in Aguna, waiting for him all of these years. Therefore, we assume that when he said Kisfu, what he means to say is Kisfu Utnu. And even though he didn't say Tnu Mefurish, that's only because he's Bohol. His mind is not so focused. And that way, Mefarish V'Yotze B'Shayara is similar to the case of Yotze B'Koylar and Chol Mesukon. Both of them, his mind is not so clear. Therefore, the din is that even if he just said Kisfu, still we write the get and we give it. However, they say that's only as far as giving a get to his wife. However, as far as his Nechasim are concerned, just because a person is going to Medina Sayyam, or traveling across the desert, that's not a reason why he should give away all of his nechassim. Eventually he hopes to come back, he still wants his nechassim. Therefore, if he gives the matana, here we don't assume that he's being mitzava machmas misa. And the din over here is, it'll be like a matnas bari. And therefore, firstly, he'll need a kinyan. And secondly, if he does end up coming back, still the matana will be niskayim. Now, according to the shittas of the Rif and the Rambam, I hold that in the cases of mefarish fayetze b'shayara, the same way as far as the case of the get, we say that if he says kisuv get l'ishti, even though he didn't say tnu, there's an umdah that he means to write the get and to give it, because he thinks he may not come back. The same will also be true as far as the matana is concerned. If he gives matana before he leaves, we could assume that he means to give it because he's cheshish, he's not going to come back. Therefore, the din is, even if he didn't make a kinyan, it has the same din as mitzvah machmas misa, that it works even without a kinyan. Now here the umdana is working different than the umdana in our Mishnah. When our Gemara says, man tana dazlinan basar umdana, the Gemara explains the pshat in the Mishnah is based on an umdana. Over there it's talking about, as we explained previously, in the seif of the Mishnah, where he gave away all of his nechassim, then eventually he gets better. Here the umdana is used to undo the matana, to tell us that he only gave him machmas misa, therefore if he gets better he gets the matana back. In that case, you would not need any umdana to tell us that if he does not get better, that the matana is chal, because the Mishnah could be talking about in the case where a maisa kinyan was done. We don't need any umdana to tell us that the matana is chal. We only would need the umdana to tell us that it's not chal if he gets better. Hashenkin, in this case, the case of mefarish vayotzes b'shayara, according to these shitas of the Rif and the Rambam, here the umdana is being used the other way around to say that if he does not get better, the matana is chal, because in this case we're talking about he did not do a maisa kinyan. Here the only way it could be chal is if we know clearly that he's giving away machmas misa. The umdana is being used so that the matana could be chal without a maisa kinyan. And Chayyim should point out over here what seems to be a strong ha'ara on the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, and that is the Gemara says l'maskana, what is the pshat that shechem era works even without a kinyan? At first the Gemara brings different psukim, and l'maskana says Gemara. The Gemara says matna shechem era midrabanon hi. Shematit Rav Daitoy. The Rashbam Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis brings two pshatim. What does it mean, Shematit Rav Daitoy? The first pshat is that if we say that he has to do a kinyan, maybe before he gets a chance to do the kinyan, it's going to be Tit Rav Daitoy. He's going to lose his intellectual capacity, and he's not going to be able to follow through with the matana that he wants to give. The second pshat of the Rashbam is that itself that he has tsar. He knows his words are not going to be niskayim because he's not able to do a maisa kinyan for whatever reason. That itself is going to cause him to deteriorate. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a takana. The dwarf kechsuv nechum mesurim dami. This will calm him down. He'll know that his tzavo will be niskayim even if there is no maisa kinyan done. Rakopayim, the kash is on the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam who hold that mefarish vayetz b'shayara have a din of mitzava machmas misa. L'cher, even if we could use an umdana to tell us that when he's giving away the nechasim, it's because he thinks he's not going to make it back. Still, that which he doesn't need to do maisa kinyan by mat neshchim mera, that, as the Gemara says, is because of the takana derabanan shloi titzer of daitay. L'cher, by mefarish vayetz b'shayara, there is no svar of shloi titzer of daitay. Kepshuta, neither hezbar of the Rashbam would apply to mefarish vayetz b'shayara. If so, how could the Rif and the Rambam say that mefarish vayetz b'shayara also have this din that dvarav kechsuv v'nechum mesurim dami? L'cher, the whole takana does not apply. There is no svar of shloi titzer of daitay. Now, if one takes a look in the Ktseis HaChoshen in Simen Reish Nun, Sif Katan Tes, he brings this Machoikis Rishainim. He discusses over there the Sheet of Rabbeinu Yoina. Apparently, the Sheet of Rabbeinu Yoina is not so clear. Different Rishainim quote him in different ways. But Hakapam Ktseis says it's hard to understand Bedas Rabbeinu Yoina. And this Machoikis between the Rif and the Ramam, connected Rishainim and Ersugya, Rabbeinu Yoina has a middle Sheet of somewhat of a Pshara. And as Rabbeinu Yoina will hold Al Derech the Rif and the Ramam as far as being Chazer is concerned. In other words, Mefarash Vayetz B'Shayar who give a Matana, if they do it with a Maisa Kinyan and the Matana is Chal, but eventually they come back, then this Mefarash Vayetz B'Shayar will have the same din as Mitzav Machmas Misa, he'll be able to get his Nechasim back. However, as far as whether you need a Maisa Kinyan or not, as far as that's concerned, Rabbeinu Yoina will hold like the Rishonim, that a Mefarash Vayetz B'Shayar do not have this Chiddush of Dvarav Kechsuv Nechum Asurim Dami. And the Ktais explains the Pshat like we were saying. In order to have that Chiddush Din, you have to have the Svara of Shloi Titzer of Daitoy. So Bishma, in the cases of Yotze B'Kailar or Chayil Mesukon, you have that Svara. Hashenkin, by Mefarash VaYotze B'Shayar, we do not have that Svara. So even if we do have an Umdana that tells us that the reason he's giving away his Nechasim is because he does not expect to make it back, and for that reason Rabbeinu Yoina will be Maskim, that if he does make it back, he will get back his Nechasim. Still, that's not going to be enough to tell us that the word, that his words could be chal even without a ma'isa kinyan, since l'ma'isa you do not have the svar of shleititr of daitai. And the Rif and the Rambam l'chayr would still need a hesber. What is the pshat? Why is it that they hold that you could say dvarav kechsuv nechamasurim dami by mefarish vayitzi b'shayara l'chayr, the whole takana of shleititr of daitai you do not have in these cases? Now continue on to the Gemara and Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Zeira Omer Rav Minayin Lamat Nashchiv Merashi Himin HaTayra. And he goes on to bring a ride from Sukkim, Shenemer Vavartim Es Nachosei Lebito Yeish Lecho HaAvar HaCheres Shikazu Ve'ezer Zu Zu Mat Nashchiv Mera. Now the Shita of Taisis over here, in Dibar Maschum Minayin Lamat Nashchiv Mera, Taisis says, Lav Min HaTayra Dafka Komar. But the Gemara says, Minayin Lamat Nashchiv Merashi Min HaTayra, it's lav dafke, it's not really a din deiraisa. Rather, as Taisus says, it's only in a smachta ba'almo. And Taisus proves this because Rav Nachman over here in Omer Aleph, he's one of the Amram who bring rayas from Sukkim. And Rav Nachman himself, Taisus is referring to the Gemara at the top of Kuf Mem Zayin Omer Beis, over there it says, Rav Omer Rav Nachman, he's the one who says, that mat nashchiv mera midarabon ba'almo hu shematit rev daitei olov. Therefore, Karcha Taisus says, when the Gemara says, minayin lamat nashchiv mashiv min ha'tayra, the Gemara just wants to know, where is there a remez min ha'tayra? But it's only in a smachta. The real reason why you don't need a kinyan is that the Gemara says it's a takana derabanan shalai titra of daitai. Now, not all Rishonim are maskim to Taisvis. The Ritva says clearly that it really is min ha'tayra according to these Amirayim, and as we'll see, B'hemshech Rabbein Yoin is mevur like this as well. And the Mashal over here on the Taisvis explains that the Raya of Taisvis, that l'cher there's a stirim of Nachman, that's really dependent on what exactly is the girsa of the Gemara at the top of Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The girsa that we have is Virava Omer of Nachman, and Masha says that according to our girsa with the Vav, the Lashon Virava Omer of Nachman would be Mashma, the Rav is coming to argue on a previous Shita, meaning previously Rav Nachman had been quoted as saying that it's a Din Deraisa, and here Rav is coming to argue, and he says that Rav Nachman really holds that it's only a Din Derabanan. According to Agirsa with the Vav, Einach Nami, there's Machlikus Bedas Rav Nachman. However, Taisus obviously did not have the Girsa of the Vav, the Mashal explains, and therefore Taisus was bothered with the steering of Nachman, and Taisus concluded that when it says Min HaTayra, it really means in Asmachta. Now, as we mentioned, Rabbein Yoin is Mavur, that there really is a Machlikus over here, whether the din of Kechsuv and Chemusum Dami is a din Dairaisa or a din Darabanan. Rabbein Yoin says an interesting Chiddush over here. He says, Avush the Gemara's Mavur later on, Daf Kufnun Aleph from Medbeiz, and we quoted this in the previous year. The Gemara says that mat nashchiv rabbi mikzas boi kinyan. Since the din is that if he leaves over something for himself, we don't assume that he means to give away the matana dafka because he thinks he's going to die. Therefore, the din is that you also do not have the chiddush of dvarav kechsuv nechamusurim dami. Rather, you need a kinyan. That's the Rava Paskins b'shen Rav Nachman over there, and that's the maskana say Gemara. However, Rabbi Yonah says that only fits l'shitasay with that which Rav Amram of Nachman says over here on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Here he's the one who says the mat nashchiv rabbi derabanan. It's not a din deraisa, it's a takana derabanan shalai titra of daitai. Therefore, in a case where he only gave away part of his nechasim and he left some for himself, we don't assume he's giving away his nechasim machmas misa, rather he expects to get better, and therefore he's leaving some nechasim for himself. In such a case, we're not chayshish for shem titra of daitai. This person is calm, he's not expecting to die. Therefore, there is no takana that dvarav kechsuv v'nechum besurin domi, he needs to do a ma'isa kinyan. If, however, you would hold like Rav Zeira Amar Rav, Rabbi Yonah says, who says that it's a din min ha'tayrah, he brings a ray from a pasuk, or like Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua, who brings a ray from a different pasuk, according to these shitais, that mat nashchiv mera is a din deiraisa, min ha'tayrah you don't need a kinyan, that it would make no difference if it's a matana bekulu or a matana bemiktas. Even if he's only giving away some of his nechasim, still then would be that matana is chal even without a ma'isa kinyan. As long as he's a shchiv mera, the rayas from the Pesukim are that any person who is a Shchiv Mera, his matana is chal with a dibur ba'alma, even without a kinyan. So even though there is a chilek between miktas nechasim and kol nechasim, as far as whether he could be chayzer, that's mevur in the Mishnah, no one argues on that. That's only legabe being chayzer. However, as far as a kinyan is concerned, if you hold like the shita, is that matna Shchiv Mera does not need a kinyan, that's a din deiraisa. As far as that's concerned, there's no chilek between kulu and miktas, even if he's only giving away miktas nechasim. And we're not assuming that he's giving it away because he thinks he's going to die. Still, as far as a kinyan is concerned, the Torah is mechadish to us that a shchiv mera does not have to do a ma'isa kinyan. This is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. And as we mentioned, this Rabbeinu Yonah is muchach, that there's actually a machlokes over here, whether the din that you don't need a kinyan by a shchiv mera is a din deraisa or a din derabanan. In the Sefer Pnei Shleima, he points this out. He says Rabbi Yonah argues in the Tosis over here at the top of the Amud. Now, as far as the Ikar Chiddush of Rabbi Yonah, that if you hold that this is a din deraisa, the Matnas Shchimra does not need a kinyan, and even by a Matanah b'Miksas, it would also be true. It was seen that the Rashbam over here argues on this Rabbeinu Yonah. The first Rashbam in the Sugyo, Minayin Lematnas Shchimra, he explains the Gemara means to ask, how do you know Shekoyne B'Dibur B'Loy Kinyan Suder? And he says, for example, in the case of Mitzav Machmas Miso, where the Gemara says, even if it's Matanah b'Miksas, you don't need a kinyan, or an example of a regular Matnas Shchimra, where he was not a Mitzav Machmas Miso, in a case where he gave away all the Nechosim, if it's a Matanah B'Kulu, there also you do not need a Kenyan. In both of these cases, the Gemara wants to know, what is the Mekar Min HaTorah that you do not need a Kenyan? The Rashbam is clearly Muchach that even this Shita who brings a Pasuk, and they hold that Matanah Shchimra does not need a Kenyan Min HaTorah, still that's only true by a Matanah B'Kulu, not by a Matanah B'Miktas. Not like that which Rabbeinu Yonah said, that if you hold that Matanah Shchimra is Min HaTorah, then the din is true even by a Matanah B'Miktas that you do not need a Kenyan. Now, if we would say B'das to Rashbam that he holds al derech the shita of Tosfos, that there is no man number who really holds that Matnas Shchimra is midereisa, even though Pesukim are only in Asmachta, and everyone really agrees that it's a takana darban and shleititur of daitai, then surely we can understand why the Rashbam argues in Rabbeinu Yonah, the maskanas a gemara kufnanal from Abayz that Matnas Shchimra b'miktas needs a kinyan, that then is lekuli alma, even these amiram who bring Pesukim, they betsim are also masking that Matnas Shchimra is only din darbanon. And the Takana Darbanan Shleititur of Daita is only in a case where he's giving away the Matanah Machmas Misa. That's where the Svar of Shleititur of Daita applies. And therefore, by Matanah B'Miktas, where he's not giving away Machmas Misa, we don't say this Chiddush, rather, you still need a Kinyan. However, the Kiputa in the Rashbam is not like the Shita of Tosfos, and the Chayin quoted Rashbam on Amud Beis and Dibur Maschal Matnas Shchimra. The Rashbam over there is going in the Shita of Rav Amar of Nachmin, the Matnas Shchimra is only Darbanan, and he says over there, the Rashbam is bothered that if it's only midrabanan, what about the psukim which the Gemara brought before? The Rashbam of here is mashma that if you hold like the previous shitais, then it really was deraisa. Only now that Rambam of Nachman says it's midrabanan, then the Rashbam already is bothered by. So what happened to the psukim? If we'll assume like this that the Rashbam holds not like the shita of Tosfos, that the Rashbam holds that the Amiram and Amr Aleph actually hold that it's min haTorah, so we have machlekes between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said that if you hold it's min haTorah, then even by a Matnas Shchimra b'Miktas, still the din is that you do not need a kinyan. And the Rashbam holds that even if it's min haTorah, still it's dafka by Matnas Shchimra b'Kulu, not by Matnas Shchimra b'Miktas. And what exactly does this machlekes depend on? And the Hezbro will be that the Rashbam holds that when we bring rayas from Psukim, that Matnas Shchimra works even without a kinyan, it's not dependent on the Gavra, it's not that the Torah gave a unique koyach to a person who's a Shchimra, that he has the ability to give away matanos even without a kinyan. Rather, the pshat is that it's dependent on why he's giving it. A person who's giving away matanos because of his impending death, that's where the Torah gave this chiddush that the matanah is chal even without a ma'isa kinyan. Therefore, by Matnas Shchimra b'Miktas, where we don't assume that it's because of his misa, for that reason, even if he gets better, he does not get back the matanos, we don't have any right to say this chiddush that his matanah is chal even without a kinyan. Now, Shenkin Ben Yoyna understood that when we have rayas from Sukkim, that Matnas Shchimra works even without a kinyan, there's no reason to be mechadish and differentiate between why he's giving the matana. It's not dependent on shleititur of daitai. It's exeris a kosev that if this gavra is a shchimra, his matana is archal even without a ma'isa kinyan, and therefore it makes no difference why he's giving the matana. That's why Rabbeinu Yonah holds that even by a matana b'miktas, which we don't assume he's giving a machmas misa, still then it's true that the matana is chal without a kinyan. Now continue on to Amud Beis. As we mentioned, the Rashbam has two pshatim. What does the Gemara mean? L'maskono, the Matnas Shchimra midrabanan shema titrav daita yalov. In the first part, the Rashbam says, "Gzeira shema ad sheyavoyu edim liknois titrav daita shochayla koydim sheyavoyu v'layuchal haknois v'nimtza tavosi b'teila." The first part of the Rashbam is that before we get a chance to bring edim and to do the ma'isa kinyan, it's going to be titrav daita, and its tava will end up being this battle. And that the Rashbam asks, "Ma bekach im tibotel meyachas sheinu koyne b'amira tibotel v'tibotel." If the din really is that you need a ma'isa kinyan, and with an amira alone, the matana is nachal, so it should be nisbatel. Why are we looking to make takanos that the tzava should be niskayim? Because this kasha, the Rashbam brings a second pshat, which he says is the ikur. Shem titzur of daite means that machmas the tzara that he knows that his tzava is not being niskayim, that itself is going to cause him to be titzur of daite. Now, I'll mention an important kasha over here, which the Rashash asks on the first pshat of the Rashbam. In the first part, the Rashbam said that we're going to be waiting for Edom to come, and meanwhile, before Edom get a chance to come, it's going to be Titzer of Daitai, and we're not going to get a chance to do the Kinyan. And he asks, what exactly is the point of bringing Edom? The Rashash quotes the Taisus on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Kinyan. Taisus says that even though the Lashon of the Gemara over there is Kinyan b'fnei Shnayim, it does not mean to say that if one does a Kinyan without two Edom there at the time, the Kinyan is not Chal. But Dina Mamunis, the Klal is like Ivru Sadi Ella Lashakri. The only reason you need Edom there at the time is for Shakronim. In other words, if someone denies that the Kinyan was done, we should be able to bring Edom to testify. But it's not the Pshat that if the Kinyan is done, Shloi b'fnei Edom, that the Kinyan is not Chal. It's not like Edus Lekiyumi, like by Gerishin or Kedushin. If the Mais is done, Shloi b'fnei Edom, it's not Chal. By Kinyonim, it's only Luraya, it's only to be used as a Raya later on. If so, the Rashash asks, why is the Shchivim Ra waiting for Edom to come? You don't need Edom for the Etzem Kinyan. Elmai will say he's waiting for the Edom so that we can be used later on as a Raya, meaning if later on the Yerushim claimed that he never gave the Matana, the Edom will be able to testify that the Matana was given, and the one that the Shchivim Ra wanted to get the Matana will actually get it. If so, the Rashash asks that the Edom that we're waiting for are only for the Raya, so what does it help this Takana Darabanan that Divrei Shchivim Ra Chichsuv Nechumusurim Dami? That just accomplishes that no Maisa Kinyan has to be done, but still, if we're going to want to bring a Raya later on that he really gave the Matana which is Chal with his words, but there has to be two Edom who heard the words, so still you need Edom, what does the Takana accomplish? This is the Kasha of the Rashash, and this seems to be a very strong Kasha. Now we find a similar Kasha from Rav Kveger earlier on in the Perek. At the bottom of Kuf Mem Daud Amud Aleph, the Gemara there says, Hani Tlasmili Shavinu Rabbanon Kehilchosa B'loi Taimo. One of the things which the Gemara brings is a din of Maimid Shloshtan. The Gemara says the case is, Manali B'yodcho, Tnei L'Pleni B'Maimid Shloshtan Kono. If one person has a Pikadim by someone else, Reuven gave money to Shimon to watch, and Reuven wants to be makna this Pikadim to Levi, so if all three of them are there at the time, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, the Mafkid, the Nifkad, and the Mekabel Matana, so with an Amir alone, the Matana is Chal ready, even though there is no Maisa Kinyan. And the Rashbam over there at the bottom of the Amud explains, what is the Pshat? Why did the Chacham make such a Takana? And the Shbam over there says, L'fisha ha-dover toderhu bein abriyos, since this is something which happens often, v'lo yiskiku Chacham l'haknais b'kinyin u'be'edim. They didn't want to be matriach them to have to do a kinyin and have edim there at the time, therefore they just said that the kinyin is chal with an amira. And Rikveig over there asks a similar kasha, he says, what does Rashbam mean to say that the Chacham didn't want to be matriach them to bring edim? What are the edim necessary over there? For the actual kinyan to be chal, you don't need edim, as we just said. Edim by dina mamunis are only livrure. The kinyan could be chal without the edim, and if the edim are there just to be a raya later on, so what does it help? This takana darabanan that the kinyan is chal with an amira, but still, if there are no edim over there at the time, the mafkid will be able to deny later on that he ever gave over the matana by amira. So what exactly did this takana accomplish? That now you no longer need the edim. And Kreyu leaves off this kasha b'tzarech ian. And again, this is kemat the same kasha that the Rashash asks by us. And the contemporaries from, they suggest the possible teres to both of these kashas, and that is that the Taisus which we mentioned on Daf Mem, who say that when the Gemara says Kinyan b'fnei Shnayim, it does not mean to say that you need Edim l'kiyumi, you just need Edim l'raya, Taisus brings rise to this. The mashmais of that Taisus is that the Nidin was specifically as far as the Kinyan Sudr, Kinyan Chalipin. That's where Taisus had a tzad to say that maybe you need Edim l'kiyumi, not just for a raya. And the truth is, the Rashba over there on Daf Mem quotes B'Shem the Ravid. This is the Ravid in the Hasagas on the Rambam in Perek Hey Hilchos Mechira Halachates. The Ravid over there actually holds that when a Kinyan Chalipin is being done, you need Edom there at the time, not only to be a Raya, but for the Kiyumi. The Kinyan itself is not Chal if there are no Edom there. This is a din specifically by Kinyan Chalipin, not other types of Kinyanim. Obviously, this needs a Hasber. Why should the Kinyan of Chalipin be different? Ragapam, that's what the Ravid holds Lema'isa. And if we'll suggest that the sheet of the Rashbam is like the sheet of the Ravid, that perhaps could be a teretz to both of these kashas. Both by the case of Maimit Shloshtan and by the case of Matna Shchivmira, since as we find in many places, the normal kinyan which was usually done, the most easy, simple kinyan which people derech ha'o makna things was the kinyan of Chalipin. And that's what the Rashbam would mean in both of these places, both by Matna Shchivmira if he's going to require a kinyan. The kinyan that he would use would be a kinyan Chalipin. If the Rashbam holds that a Kinyan Chalipin needs Edom there at the time in order for the Chalais Kinyan to be Chal, that would be a teretz to the Kash of the Rashash. Once the Chacham were Mesakan, the Divrei Shchivim Ra, Kachsuv Nechumusurim Dami, he he no longer has to bring Edim in order for the Kinyan to be Chal. And the same is also true as far as the Kasher of Kveger by Maimit Shloshdan, that also the point of the Takana is that if they would have needed a Kinyan, some of the Kinyan which would have been used was the Kinyan Sudr, and then we would have had to bring Edim. Therefore the Chacham or Masakin to make it easier, that in the presence of all three, the Kinyan could be Chal with an Amir alone, and therefore you do not need Edim. Now continue on with the Gemara and Omer Beis. The Gemara says, Umi Omer Rav Nachman Hochi, could it be that Rav Nachman really said this, that Matna Shrimra is only Midrabanon? For Omer Rav Nachman said, Afagav the Omer Shmuel, even though Shmuel said, Hamichar Shtar Chayv Lechaveroi, V'choz Ramochloi Mochul, V'afilu Yorish Meichel, Moide Shmuel, Shem Nosem B'matna Shrimra, De'ena Yoyochol Emoichloi. Even though Shmuel said a din, that if a person is owed money, a malva, he sells his shtar to someone else, the din is that the one who bought the shtar, he could be goyve the chayiv. However, the din is that if the malva is meichel the loive, then the koine, the one who bought the chayiv, can no longer collect from the loive. And on this, Rav Nachman said, even though bederach klal this is true, but by matna shchivmera this is not true. If someone gives away his chayiv with a matna shchivmera, then the din is that the yerish cannot be meichel the chayiv. And this Gemara asks, iam rabishma de reisa, if you say that matna shchivmera works min ha-toira, so the one who received this shtar chayiv through a matna shchivmera, he owns it mid reisa, we can understand why the yerish cannot be meichel. Eli yamr drabonon hi, if the whole kinyan of matna shchivmera only works mid drabonon, amayin yochel limchol, why should the yerish not be able to be meichel? In other words, why should it be any different than meichel shtar chayiv lechaveroi? The regular case of mechira shtaris, where the din is that either the malve or his yerish could be meichel, here by matna shchivmera as well, also the yerish should be able to be meichel. Now this Gemara is a Pesach to a major Nidan in the Rishonim as far as the din of Mechirish Shtaris. Taisus over here, Dibur Maschel Elo, he mentions Bekitzer, he sends us that which he writes on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Taisus over there brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rishonim and Ersig as well quote this Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, L'cher, the Parshas of our Gemara would be Mashma, that the whole din of Mechirish Shtar Chayiv is only a din Derabanan. That which one can sell a Chayiv, now the one who buys the chayv, he has the ability to be goyve, he could go collect from the loyve, that whole din is a din derabanan. Because the Mavir is asking on Rav Nachman, how could it be that Rav Nachman said that matna shchivmera is midarabanan? If it's midarabanan, the din should be that mechila should help, just like by mechila shtar chayv, the din is mechila helps. The Gemara's mashma that the reason why the Mavir could still be meichel after he sells the chayv is because the whole mechira of the chayv is only midarabanan. That's why the Malv has the ability to still be Meichel, and therefore the same would also be true by Matna Shchivmera, if there also it only works Midarabanan, the Malv or his Yoshim should still be able to be Meichel. Mashenkin, if Matna Shchivmera would work Midaraisa, then already we would understand why the Gemara says, why Rav Nachman says that Moide Shmuel, that my Matna Shchivmera Mechila does not help, the difference would be that by regular Mechila Shtar Chayiv, it only worked Midarabanan. That's why Mechila does help. Mashenkin, Matna Shchivmera, where the Kinyan is Midaraisa, the chayiv is given over to the one who is receiving it from the shchivmera, and now he could be given me the reisa, then really the din would be that the malva or his yoshim cannot be meichel the chayiv. This would seem to be the pashas of the Gemara. However, as we'll see, this is machaikis rishainim. Is this really true that mechir shtar chayiv only works midarabanan? So in this machaikis rishainim, on one side we have the sheet of the Rif in Ksubis Daf Pehei, as well as the sheet of the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchas Mechira, Halacha Yud Beis. They hold that Mechir Hashtaris is only Midarabanan. The Lashon of the Rambam over there is Kinin Hashtaris Kederach Hazois. Being Makna Hashtaris in this way, he's going back on that which he said in the previous Halacha, that Shtar Chayiv is Nikne B'Ksivo B'Mesiro. You write an additional Shtar, a Shtar Kinyan on the first Shtar. Besides giving over this new Shtar, the Shtar Kinyan, you also do Mesiro, which is giving over the original Shtar Chayiv. That's how you make the Kinyan on the Chayiv. And the Rambam Halacha Yud Beis says that even if you do it this way, Kinyan Hashtaris Kederach Hazois Midivrei Seifrim, it only works Midrabanan. Avo min ha-Toira ein harayos niknois, el ha-guf ha-dover ha-koni bo-vad. Midiraisa, this Kinyan does not work because it's not a Kinyan on the guf ha-dover, it's only a Kinyan on the raya. In other words, it's not a Kinyan on the actual chayiv, it's a Kinyan on the raya for the chayiv, therefore it does not work min ha-Toira. And the Rambam finishes off, Lefika, chamoich ha-shtar chayiv l'chaveiroi, this is the reason why the Malva can still be Meichel, because min ha-Toira, the Shtar Chayiv never really was sold. So again, this is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. This is also quoted as the Yesh Mefarshim and Tosfos in Kedushin, at the top of Memches Amar Aleph in Dibur Maschel HaMeicher Shtar Chayiv, there also Taisa says, and now which the Gemara says, Meicher Shtar Chayiv Zachavir V'chazer Mochlin Mochol, Taisa explains the Pshat is because the Kenyan only worked Midarabona, not Midaraisa. And Taisa over there also quotes Agamar and Baba Basra Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. He says, Agamar is also Mashmar that Kenyan Shtaris only works Midarabona. And as Taisa by us also says, this is the Pashas of Agamara. Now on the other hand, we have the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which is brought more by Richas and Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, the Rishayim and Ersuga as well, the Ran, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Nebuk Yosef, they all quote this Rabbeinu Tam. Rishayim also bring it in Kedushin Memches, the Ritva, the Tzitzis the Rosh over there, and some Rishayim also brings this Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubis Daf Pehei. Rabbeinu Tam says that really Mechir Shtaris does work Midaraisa. Rabbeinu Tam says, that which Agamara says, Iyam Rat Bishl Madaraisa Mishimachi Ein Yachay Limchayel, does not mean to say that any time the Kenyan on the Shtar Chayiv works Midaraisa, that would be a reason why Mechila does not help. Rather, specifically over here in our case, by Matna Shchimera, that's what the din would be, that if Matna Shchimera works Minatayra, then a Mechila of the Yairish, after the Shchimera died, that would not help to be a Mechila on the Chayiv. And Rabbeinu Tam explains, the Pshat is, that if Matna Shchimera would work Minatayra, the Pshat is, it will be Aderech Yerusha. Rabbeinu Tam over there quotes the Josh over here on Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam understands that the way the Matana would work is that the Makabal Matana receives it al derech Yerusha. In other words, we would consider him the Yerush instead of the natural Yerush. Therefore, this is what the Gemara means to say, that if Matna Shchivmira was Midereisa, then the din cannot possibly be that the Yerush of the Noisin could be Meichel the Chayiv, because there is no other Yerush. The real Yerush is the one who is receiving the Matana of Matna Shchivmira. That's what Rav Nachman would mean to say, that Moed Shmuel, Shem Nosev, Matna Shchimera, the Einu Yochel LeMeichel, you hear the Yerush cannot be Meichel, because the Mekabel, he's the real Yerush. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that from Ergamar there is no Raya, that Mechir Shtar Chayiv does not work Midereisa. Rather, the Olam, a regular Mechir Shtar Chayiv does work Midereisa, and still the din is that the Yerush could be Meichel. That was the Gemara's Mavur, that my Matna Shchimera, if it would work Midereisa, the Yerush would not be able to be Meichel. The Pshat is because he's not really the Yerush. The Yerush is the Mekabel Matana. Now this text is in Baba Basra, at the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam, he explains the Agamara, however he does not explain what is the Pshat if you hold that Mechir Shtar Chayiv does work even Midereisa, why should it then be that the Malveh, or the Yerush of the Malveh, could be Meichel it after he sells the Chayiv? If the Chayiv has been sold fully on a Dereisa level, why is it that the Malveh still has the ability to be Meichel the Chayiv? So as we'll see soon, other Rishayim do explain this Nakuda of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll get back to this point soon. But again, I'll kapanim for now. We have a Machlokes Rishayim. What is the din? As far as Mechir Shtar Chayiv, is it considered a Mechir Midereisa or Midrabanon? According to the Rif, the Rambam, the Tosfos in Kedushin, which we quoted, Mechir Shtar Chayiv only works Midrabanon, not Midereisa. And that's the reason why the Malva or the Yerush of the Malva always could be Meichel the Chayiv. And that's what Agamar means to say, that if you hold that Matna Shchimra does work Midereisa, and even on a Shtar Chayiv would work Midereisa, then we would understand what did Rav Nachman mean to say that even Shmuel is Moida by a Matna Shchimra that Mechila does not help. Since in that case the Mekabel Matana owns the Chayiv Midereisa, the Malva or the Yerush does not have a schus to be Meichel this Chayiv. Rabbeinu Tam on the other hand holds that Mechir Shtar Chayiv always does work Midereisa, and yet still the din is that Mechila of the Malva or the Yerush does work, which we'll explain soon. Now Shai Gemara says, if Matna Shchimra is Midereisa, we would understand why the din is that the Yerush cannot be Meichel. The Pshat is, as we explained, that on the Tzad that Matna Shchimra works Midereisa, the Pshat is that the Mekabel Matana, he has a din as a Yerush, and therefore the other Yerush will not be able to be Meichel. Now I'll go back to discuss a few more important details in this Machlokes Rishayim. We'll start first with the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that Mechir Shtar Chayiv always works only Midrabanan, and that's the reason why the Mechila of the Malva or the Yerush does work. We have to explain over here, and Bochanan discusses this Nakuda, just because it's only a din derabanan, Lamaisa derabanan did say that the Mechir of the Shtar Chayiv is Chal. Once the Rabbanan were misakin this, that the Mechir works, now this Chayiv is owned fully by the buyer, why is it that the Malva or the Yerush can still be Meichel the Chayiv? So Bochanan, the Kayvut Shurim in Ois Tov Kuf Tezvov, he answers this kasha and he explains, this is different than other Dine derabanan. We find many places the Rabbanan made a takana in Dine Mominis, Mashicha and Metaltlin is a Kenyan Darabanan, and still we don't find that if one sells Metaltlin and the buyer is kind of with a Kenyan Mashicha, that the seller still has any rights in it, If he would go ahead and try to sell it to someone else with a kinyan deiraisa, it surely wouldn't work, because once the rabbanim were misakin that the first kinyan, the kinyan mashicha, works, now already it's considered to belong to the buyer, the first buyer, on a deiraisa level as well. Here, however, Rabbi Chanan says it's different. And he explains, because in the case of mashicha and metatlin, so metatlin are a bar kinyan, it's a type of item where it's shaykh to have a kinyan on them. The question is what type of kinyan can be used to give them over. And that the Rabbanim were misakin another type of kinyan mashicha. There already the din is that once kinyan mashicha is done, now for all purposes it's considered to belong to the buyer, even as far as dinei deraisa are concerned. Here, however, Rabbi Chanan explains it's different, because here, that which the kinyan does not work mid deraisa is not because of a chesaron in the maisa kinyan, rather because of a chesaron in the dover hanikna. Shtar chayv is ein gufei mamon, it does not have intrinsic value, and therefore min ha-Torah it's not a dover hanikna, it's not something which could be transferred from one rishos to another rishos. It's not just a chesaron in a specific maisa kinyan. The Rabbanon had to be misakin over here that it can be nikne. In this type of takana, the Rabbanon, where originally midiraisa the chayfetz was something which cannot have been given over bechlal, even after the takana we don't say that it's a kinyan gomor. We still say that midiraisa the chayv is by the malve, and therefore the malve or his yoshim can still be meichel the chayv. This is the hesber of Rabbi Chanan. As we'll see b'hamtrach, the truth is this is not so poshut. The Aush Rabbi Chanan says that midiraisa the chesaron in giving over this shtar chayv is not a chesaron in the maisa kinyan, rather it's in the dover hanikne. As we'll see soon, there are really two stadim in this. Rakhman, this is one nekudo, the kasha of Rabbi Chanan in these rishanim, the Rif and the Rambam. Why is it that just because mechir shtar chayv is only midarbanon, that's the reason why the malva can still be meichel the chayv? Now another important nekudo in these rishanim is to understand what exactly is the pshat if the din is that mechir shtar chayv does not work midaraisa, only works midarbanon. Why would it be that b'matna shchiv mira, when the shchiv mira gives over this shtar chayv, then really the kinyan is deraisa? Although Matna Shchivmira has a chiddush that dwarf kechsuv nechum esurin domi, at this point in the Gemara we're going that this chiddush is a din deraisa, it's not a takana derabanon. But even if it is a din deraisa, why is it pashut to the Gemara that when the Shchivmira gives over a shtar chayv, it's also nikne deraisa? Even if we do say that divrei Shchivmira kechsuv nechum esurin domi, that means to say it's as if he wrote a shtar and gave it over, he did a kinyan b'shtar. But here, when we're talking about being makna shtar chayv, even if you do a ksiva and mesira, still we're going that it only works darbona, not deraisa. So how could the dibur of a shchiv mira be better than a ksiva and mesira mamish? So mention two possible mahalchim which the achronim bring to answer this kasha. The first mahalch is based on a toisvis. Toisvis earlier in the Masechta, which we quoted previously, on Ayin Vav and Beis and Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph, before he brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which we discussed, at first he starts out with saying that the pashas of our Gemara is mashma, that mechir shtar chayv is only midrabanon. And Taizav there asks, why is it only midrabanon? L'chayr kinyan on a shtar chayv should work even midiraisa, since the shtar chayv really what it is a shibud on the karka of the loive. And the same way a karka is nikne bekesef b'shtaru b'chazaka, so too a shibud of karka also should be nikne bekesef b'shtaru b'chazaka. So for example, if one wrote a shtar kinyan on this shtar chayv and gave over the shtar kinyan, that should be a proper kinyan on the shtar chayv. Taisus asks that even the Gemara over there, which discusses how to do a kinyan on a shtar chayiv, the Gemara talks about ksiva u'mesira. Taisus asks, even without the mesira, even without giving over the original shtar chayiv, just by writing a shtar kinyan and giving over the shtar kinyan, that should be a proper kinyan on the shtar chayiv, since shtar kinyan is one of the ways of being makne karka. Now, Maisa, Taisus over there is a bit difficult to understand. L'chayr, we're not talking about simply being makne the shibud of the karka. When he's selling the shtar chayiv, he's selling to the buyer the rights to collect the chayiv. The koine could collect from the cash which the loiva has. If the loiva does not have any cash, then the koine has a right to go collect from the karka. But the chayiv, you're not simply selling a shibud karka, you're selling the chayiv itself. Apparently, Tosafot over there held that through making a kinyan on the shibud karka, that's a possible way of making a kinyan on the entire chayiv. This is a difficult concept, we won't get into that right now. But Akapam, this is the kasha over there in Tosafot. What is the pshat? Why should regular kinyonim not work to be makne a shtar chayiv? On this, Taisus answers the reason why it does not work. He says, "V'yesh leimer the k'moish ein yochel hagdishoy." The same way the din is that a person cannot be makdish a chayiv, and the reason is Taisus says because it's ein b'shusoy kach ein yochel laknoisim in a Torah. For the same reason, you cannot be makne a shtar chayiv because it's not considered b'shusoy. Taisus is answering the reason why it does not work midereisa to be makna shtar chayiv with one of the regular darkei kinyonim which work on karka. As we explained, through being makna the shibud of the karka, that would be a kinyon on the chayiv. The pshat is because it's enei b'rishusay. That's the reason you cannot be makdish the chayv with the shibud karka. That's also the reason why you cannot be makne the chayv with the shibud karka, because it's only a schus, only rights that the malva has by someone else. It's not something which is considered in his domain, and therefore a kinyan cannot work on it. Akapam, this is the shita of Tosfos. The reason why a kinyan does not work on a shtar chayv is because it's enei b'rishusay. Otherwise, he would have been able to make a kinyan on the chayv by doing one of the darkei kinyanim which work on karka. You become the shibud of the karka, and together with that, the chayv. Now, based on this Tosfos, a number of rachonim, the Samech and Perek Vav Hilchos Mechira Locha Yud Beis, as well as in the Shir of Shmuel and Gittin Ois Reish Yud Ches, they answer the kasha that we asked: what is the pshat that according to the Rishonim that hold that Mechira Shtar Chayv does not work the Raisa to Takana Derabanan, still by Matnas Shchimra would work? We asked the Chayra: how could the din of Dvarf Kechstuvin of Chumsurin Dami be better than a Kinyan Mamish if one does a Ksiva and Mesira on the Shtar Chayv? It's not Kainim with the Raisa. Why should Divrei Shchimra be better than that? And the answer is that according to this Tosfos, that Be'etzem you should have been able to do a Kinyan on the Shtar Chayv on a day the Darkei Kinyanim which work on Karka. The only reason it doesn't work is because it's Einei B'Rishusay. If so, they say that by Shchimra there is no Chesaron of Einei B'Rishusay, because the way Matna Shchimra works, as we mentioned previously, from Tosfos Ayin Zayin in Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Tzad that Matna Shchimra works Min HaTorah, it's learned out of Pesukim, that it works Aderech Yerusha. And we know the din is that a person is meirish to his yarshim, even things that are enei b'rishusay. Even though to be makne, to sell something, or to be makdish something, which is not b'rishusay, the kinyan does not work. However, to give over b'irusha, that does work even on a davar she'enei b'rishusay. If so, we can understand that since matna shchimra works al derech yirusha, then therefore matna shchimra would even work on a davar she'enei b'rishusay. That's what the Gemara means to say, that on the tzad that matna shchimra is midai reisa, that if a shchimra would give over a shtar chayiv, that there will be that the malva or the yoshma of the malva would not be able to be meichel afterwards. The pshat is because the kinyan worked midai reisa. Even though b'derech klal a kinyan on a shtar chayiv does not work midai reisa, that's because it's enei b'rishusay. Therefore, you have to come on to a new takana derabanan. By a shchimra, however, his matana is given over al derech yirusha. Therefore, it could work even on something which is not b'rishusay. So this is one possible mahalach in Rishonim that hold the Mechir Shtar Chayv does not work with Dereisa, it's only a Din Darabonon. Still, by Matna Shchivmira, on the Tzad that Matna Shchivmira is Dereisa, when he gives over a Shtar Chayv, there the Din is that it is Chal with Dereisa. Now, a second possible Mahalach to answer this Kasha is based on Yisoid of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Perich of Beis Hochos Mechira says, to explain the Sheet of the Rambam, what is the Pshat that Mechir Shtar Chayv does not work with Dereisa? And he's Bedaik from the Rambam in Perich Vov Hochos Mechira, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam which we quoted earlier. The Lashon of the Rambam over there is, Kinyan Hashtaris Kederech Hazayis Medivri Seifim, Avam Minatayr Ein Harayis Niknois, Ela Gufa Dover Akonig Bilvad. And Reb Chaim explains what the Rambam means to say is, the only way you could do a Maisa Kinyan is on the Gufa Dover, which in this case is the Chayv. Doing a Maisa Kinyan on the Raya would not be a means of doing a Kinyan on the Chayv. According to this, Reb Chaim says, the Chesaron is not that a Chayv is not a Dover HaNikne, it's not something which could be transferred. And the chesaron is in the Maisa Kinyan. There's no possible way of doing a Maisa Kinyan on a Chayiv. This is not like the Rabbi Chanan, which we mentioned previously in this year. Rabbi Chanan explained that according to the Rishonim, that a Kinyan does not work with the Raisa on a Shtar Chayiv. The Pshat is because it's not a Dover HaNikne. The chesaron is that a Chayiv is something which cannot be transferred from one person to another person. Akapan, if you say Al Derech Rabbi Chaim, the Batsim HaChayiv is a Dover HaNikne, the chesaron is just in the means. We don't have any Maisa Kinyan which can work on it. So then we can understand that by a Shchivira, with Dvarav Kechsuvin Chumasurin Dami, there's a special Gzeres Kosev that with Amira alone, the words themselves create the Kinyan. If so, we could say that even by a Shtar Chayiv, which we did not have any other types of Maisa Kinyan which work on it, here with the Torah was Mechadish that you could have a Kinyan even without a Maisa, with a Dibur alone, this could work even as a means to be Makna Chayiv. Reb Chaim himself says something similar. He says, as far as that which we learn from the Pasuk, Beficha Zutztaka, if a person says that he's going to give something to Aniyim, with his words alone, the Kinyan is already Chal. If so, Reb Chaim says that should work even on a Chayiv. If a person is owed money, and he said that this money that I'm owed, I want to give it to Aniyim, so Reb Chaim says, L'chair, we should say, even according to the Rishonim, that B'derech Klal a Kinyan does not work on a Chayiv. It's not the Pshat, Reb Chaim says, that a Chayiv is not a Dover HaNikne, as he proves from the Rambam. It is Shaykh for a Kinyan to be Chal on a Chayiv. It's just a chesaron in the Maisa Kinyan. The classic Kinyanim do not affect a chayiv. If so, Reb Chaim says, if an Amira itself already creates the Kenyan, the Chayv, that should work even by a Chayv. We're saying the same thing over here as far as the din of Matna Shchiv Mira. Since Matna Shchiv Mira is Chal with an Amira alone, the Amira would work to make a Kenyan even on a Shtar Chayv, meaning the Kenyan would be Mideraisa. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Once the Kenyan is Chal Mideraisa, then a Mechila, either from the Mav or from the Yerish, would not work to be Meichel the Chayv. Akapam, this is all in the Shitas of Yishainim, the Rif and the Rambam, that Mechir Shtar Chayv is only Midarbanon and does not work Midaraisa. Now to go back to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is Madcha the Raif from Arsugyo. He says, really, you could say that Mechir Shtar Chayv Bederach Chal is Deraisa, and even though the Mechir is Chal Deraisa, still the din is that the Malva could be Meichel the Chayv, the Malva or his Yerish. However, as far as Matna Shchivra is concerned, there the Gemara says that on the side the Matna Shchivra works Midaraisa, then really the din will be that the Malva or the Yerish cannot be Meichel. And Rabbeinu Tam explained, what is the pshat? Because by Matna Shchivra, the way it works is the Maton is Chal al Derech Yerusha. Therefore, the Mekab Maton, he would be considered the Yerish, and the Yerish of the Shchivra, he would have no schism over here Bechlal. Therefore, there's no way that he would be able to be Meichel the Chayv. Now, what is the pshat in the Etzim Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? That even though Mechir Shtar Chayv works Midereisa, still the din is that the Malva or the Yerish has the ability to be Meichel the Chayv. So Tosfos on Daf Ayin Zayin does not explain this point, but the Rashba and other Yishayim and Ersugya do, and they say that Rabbeinu Tam holds the best from every Halva, there really are two Shibudim. The Malva has one Shibud HaGuf, a Shibud on the Loiva himself, a right to collect from anything that the Loiva has, and a second Shibud, the Shibud Nechasim, rights to collect these karkois of the Loiva which are Meshubud to the Malva, even if the Loiva will sell it to someone else. Meanwhile, the Malva will come and take away from the Lekuchis. It's a direct Shibud on the karkois of the Loiva. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that when we say that Meicher Shtar Chayv L'Chaveroi, it works me the race, the pshat is that what the Malva is selling really is only the Shibud Karka, not the Shibud HaGuf. The Shibud HaGuf on the Loiva himself, that's not something which could be sold. Only the Shibud on the Karka, which is certain rights in the Karka of the Loiva, those Schusen could be sold to someone else. Therefore, when one sells a Shtar Chayv, Be'etzem, the original Malva, retains the Shibud on the Guf of the Loiva, and the Kaina, he owns the Shibud Karkois of the Loiva. This is the reason why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even after the Mechira of the Chayv, still the din is that the Mechila of the Malva works, the Pshat is, because Alidei the Mechila, that's Mafkia, the Shibud HaGuf from the Loiva. And once there's no Shibud HaGuf of the Loiva, then really the Shibud Karkois is also Poka. It's not Shaykh to have a Shibud Karkois without a Shibud HaGuf. In other words, before the Mechila, so there's the Shibud HaGuf, the Loiva has a Shibud to pay money to the Malva for the money which he borrowed. Once the Loiva owes money to the Malva, then really the one who's coming Mikoyach the Malva, he could come and collect the Karka. As long as there's still a Shibud HaGuf, the Loiva still owes money to the Malva. But as soon as the Malva is Meichel that Chayv, the Loiva no longer has any Shibud to the Malva, that already there is no such thing as a Shibud HaKarka without a Shibud HaGuf. Now the Maaseh of the Rashba himself, after he brings Rabbeinu Tam, he argues and he says, if you're going to say that the Mechira only includes a Shibud on the Karka, not a Shibud on the Guf of the Loiva, how could the one who bought the Shtar Chayv come and be Tevea the Loiva? He doesn't have any schus to be Tevea from the Guf of the Loiva. How is it shaykh for him to be Tevea from the Shibud Karka without being Tevea the Loiva himself? The Ritva discusses this Kasha as well, both over here, as well as in Kedushim Memches. We're going to take a look at these Rishainim. We will mention another important point in this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which is Negea to Arsugyo. That is a kasha which Rabbi Krager asks both over here in Baba Basra as well as in Ksubas Daf Pehei. He says, the Gemara over here says, the Bishma, if you hold Matna Shchiv Mira's Midereisa, we understand that which Rav Nachman said, that even according to Shmuel, that Meicher Shtar Chayv L'Chaveri Mechila helps, but by Matna Shchiv Mira Mechila does not help. However, if you hold that Matna Shchiv Mira is only Midrabanan, why should it be that Mechila afterwards does not help? On this, the Gemara answers, Eina Shal Teira V'Asol K'Shal Teira. Really, Matna Shchiv Mira only works with Midrabanan. However, the gather of this takana of the Rabbanon is that they made it as if it's a din deraisa. And Krager asks, the Bishma, if you hold like the Rishainim, that the reason why Mechila B'derachal helps when one sells the Shtar Chayiv, the Pshat is because the Mechila is only B'derabonon, not M'deraisa. But we can understand that by Matna Shchiv Mira, the Rabbanon gave it a gather as a din deraisa. Once you say that they consider it as if the Kenyan worked Min HaTorah, we understand why Mechila afterwards does not help. However, Krager asks, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, every Meicher Shtar Chayv L'Chaveri really also works Min HaTorah. The reason why Mechila helps afterwards is like Rabbeinu Tam explains that the Shibud HaGuf is still by the original Malva, or by his Yerish. therefore he has the ability to be meichel the chayiv. If so, where does it help that which the Gemara answers asak ishal taira? When the Rabbanim made this takana of matnas shchiv mira, they made it as if it's a kinyan min ha-taira. What does that help? Every meichel shtar chayiv really is also a kinyan min ha-taira. And still, then, is that the malva afterwards could be meichel? So why should a matnas shchiv mira be different? What does it help that which we said that this kinyan derabanan of matnas shchiv mira is similar to a kinyan deraisa? So McGregor says, and he quotes a Ran in Ksubis on that riff on Daf Pehei, the Ran is mevur that when the Gemara says that it's the Rabbanan ba'asal kishal taira, does not mean to say that the Rabbanan made the kinyan of matnas shchiv mira similar to a kinyan deraisa. Right? What the Gemara means to say, asal kishal taira, they made it similar to a Yerusha deraisa. Just as Rabbeinu Tam explained that on the side that matnas shchiv mira is min ha-taira, the reason why mechila afterwards would not work is because the matnas shchiv mira is similar to a Yerusha. Like the mashmais of the drushas, which the Gemara brought in Amud Aleph. That's what the Gemara means to say here as well. Asak and Shal Taira, the Rabbanon gave this din of matna shchimra similar to a gedder of a Yerusha min ha-taira. That's why the din will be that after the shchimra dies, his yerush will no longer be able to be meichel anymore, because we consider the real yerush to be the one who was mekabel the matana from the shchimra. Now, just mention one final point on this din of meichel shtachayv lechaveri v'chazru mochlei mochol. The Rashbam over here says that even though the mechila works, still the din will be that the meicher has to repay the loikeach, he has to reimburse him for the loss which he caused him. The Rashbam says this would be included in dina de garmi. Halacha is that one is chayv if he's mazik with garmi. And the Rashbam compares this to a case of sayrish shtarisav shel chaveroi. If someone burned someone else's shtar chayv, there also the din is that he has to repay him. That's also dina de garmi. Taisa over here in Divrei Maskil HaMeicher has a great arichus to prove that the amount that the meicher would have to pay the lekeach is not the full amount which it says in the shtar, the amount of the chayiv, rather the amount that the lekeach bought the shtar from the meicher. Usually when a person buys a shtar chayiv, he pays less than the actual amount of the chayiv. That's the amount that the meicher will have to pay because of dina de garmi. Tosfos brings many rayas to this, we won't get into that right now, but al kapanim, as far as that which the Rashbam compares our case to a case of sayrish teresav shel chaveroi, Rabbi Chanan the Kibbutz Yurim in Ois Tov Kuf Yotes, he asks a kasha on this. He says, even though Sayyash Teresav Shechaviroy, the Gemara is mevur that that's called Garmi. In this case, Lechaira, it should be even worse than Garmi. This should be considered Mazik Biyadayim. He explains because Sayyash Teresav Shechaviroy may not necessarily cause a loss to the Malve. The Leiva owes money to the Malve, and the Leiva knows that he owes money. But ask him if the Leiva is an honest person, he'll repay the Chayv even though the Malve does not have the Shtar anymore. The only reason why it's called Garmi is because it's possible that in the end the Malva will have a loss. If the Leiva is not willing to pay back the Chayiv, he'll deny it, and the Malva will have no way to prove that the Leiva really owes money because his shtaris were burnt up. In that case, we can understand that that's called Garmi and not Mazik Biyadayim. Here, however, Rabbi Chanan asks, where the Malva was Meichel the Chayiv, this Lechair is a Mazik Biyadayim. He's causing a clear and definite damage to the Kaina. The Kaina will no longer be able to collect the Chayiv because there is no Chayiv anymore. The chayv has already been a nimchal. In this case, even if the leiv is an honest person and wants to do the right thing, still it is that he's parted from paying the chayv back to the one who bought the halvah. If so, why is it not considered a mazik biyadayim? So Rabbi Chanan himself gives two possible terutzim to this kasha. The first terutz he says is that even though the meicher is causing a definite damage to the lekeach, still, since it's something which the lekeach does not have be'en, it's not a tangible item which he has in his hand, it's only a shibud, in a schus to collect from someone else's nechasim, the mail is only considered garmi and not mazik biyadayim. A second test Rabbi Chanan says is that according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the reason why the mechila works is, as we explained, that when the mechira of the shtar chayiv is made, b'esem what's being sold is only the shibud karka and not the shibud haguf. The shibud haguf remains by the original malve. If so, when the malve is meichel the chayiv, he's not directly damaging something which he sold to the koineh. What he's being meichel is something which he himself has, the shibud haguf. It's just memela that once the shibud haguf is poka, the shibud nechasim is also poka, because the shibud nechasim cannot last without a shibud haguf. Memela, this is not considered a masik biyadayim, it's only considered garmi. One can take a look further in the Ktzei Sachoshin and Simon Chofei, Sifkat and Beiz. He discusses that case of meichel shtachayv lechaveri v'chazir u'mochloi, whether it's considered garmi. He brings b'shem his brother, the Kuntres HaSfekis, who understands Bedas some Rishonim, the Rush and the Ran, that this case where he's Meichel the Shtar Chayiv is not telling a Dina de Garmi, even if you hold that Garmi is Potter, in this case everyone would agree that the Din is Yerchayiv. This would be similar to a case of Mazik Biyadayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.